The Tuolumne Meadows Post Office in Yosemite National Park is packed. Ragged hikers wait in a long, twisting line outside.
Hey, guys, can you just bend the line this way, actually?
It's 6 p.m. The post office was supposed to close at 4, but Postmaster Michael Kojacki says he's staying open late to clear out the piles of resupply boxes that have been sent ahead by family and friends. This is his 18th summer in Yosemite.
This year, it's particularly busy because some people are saying the book Wild and the movie Wild, and last year, Wild was a big deal. Because Oprah put her stamp on the book is what we were told.
It's called The Wild Effect. Cheryl Strayed's best-selling memoir was published in 2012, and the film starring Reese Witherspoon came out last December. Before Wild, about 300 permits were issued annually. The Pacific Crest Trail Association estimates this year's tally will be more like 3,000. The nonprofit promotes and protects the trail. Witherspoon's face is front and center on their website, and one click brings you to a video starring Cheryl Strayed. Her story begins in the scorching Mojave Desert.
Oh my God. What have I done?
A group of hikers in Yosemite were tormented by the same question as they trudged north from the Mexican border.
The sun comes out and you just hide or you're gonna die.
It's the worst place on earth.
There's no water anywhere. No water.
The desert will murder you. It wants to. It wants all your moisture for itself.
But none of them regret the nearly 1,000 miles they've walked so far. The drought is making the trek easier than usual. High mountain passes are free of snow, which means fewer mosquitoes than normal. Rachel D'Antona stops for a drink of water on the trail. She's a bartender in Franklin, Tennessee.
I cannot believe I'm here. It's unbelievable.
She's walked 20 to 30 miles a day. It's taught her a lot about herself.
I was definitely a stubborn human being in the real world, and I think you got to let that go out here. You just got to go with the flow and have a good time.
Ryan Bovenay is from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. When he started hiking, he said he was burnt out after working as a chef in a fast-paced restaurant. During the 2 months he spent on the trail, he's lost 40 pounds, and he says his mind is clearer.
I mean, it's really focused my brain and kind of focused my thoughts, which are normally kind of incoherent and disconnected, and just kind of following this path every day, this straightforward, just keep going forward. You're headed towards Canada.
He says the trail has challenged him on every level.
Some days it's just hard, and you want to leave, and you want to go home, and you want TV, and you want your phone, you want service.
But Bovenay is becoming more comfortable without his gadgets. Back inside the tiny post office, packages are tightly stacked from floor to ceiling. Boxes spill out into the adjoining cafe. Hiker Max Bennett is praying new shoes sent by his girlfriend arrive soon. Duct tape holds his weathered boots together.
What's up, Bennett? You looking for your package?
Yeah, that's make it
she
in.
She hasn't made it up here yet.
Okay,
she'll
cool.
Be up here hopefully soon.
He retreats disappointed. He and his buddy Cale Rogers pass the time digging through a box of free stuff to find dinner.
Need a Ziploc?
Anyone who wants to offload extra weight can leave food or gear in a crate outside the post office.
Oatmeal.
Yeah, we found a mountain house and freeze-dried mozzarella cheese.
Bennett checks for his package one final time.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Of course.
He hugs the box to his chest. Every hiker at the post office said they would be both counting down the miles ahead to the Canadian border and at the same time savoring each step. I'm Leslie McClurg.